got to understand. Let's talk a little bit about the mysterious James E. West Fellowship Award. David on the YouTube channel actually asked the question, what is that all about? And the answer is quite amazing. James E. West Fellowship Award recognizes financial contributions, substantial financial contributions to the Boy Scouts of America. And it seems kind of straightforward. However, it's not. There are many ways to actually contribute, and there's actually different levels of recognition. One of the outward signs of recognition for the James E. West Fellowship Award is a square knot. This can be recognized as a colorful green and yellow square knot with a red border. Many recipients receive this recognition when the contribution is made in their honor. James E. West was the first Chief Scout Executive of the Boy Scouts of America. Now, some are confused by Jim West, which was a character in the Wild Wild West TV show back in the 60s, played by Robert Connor. James E. West is the one we honor in this fellowship award. What's interesting is that the qualified contributions can be made on behalf of an organization in the name of a scout or scouter. It can also be done anonymously and posthumously. There are four levels of donation recognition, and they can be accumulative over time. The first level is the $1,000 donation, known as a bronze. A $5,000 donation or a cumulative donation brings the recipient to the silver level. A $10,000 donation brings it to the gold level, and $15,000 in donation is considered to be a diamond fellowship. All of the recipients receive a James E. West Fellowship knot and a certificate. Now, throughout the United States, there's many different fundraising opportunities given to the general public for donations. I know that in my own area, Friends of Scouting for many years was a way to obtain donations from the scouts and scouters and scout families within our own council. Now, a few years back, they decided that Friends of Scouting was not as reliable as going to a system of a blanket fee for every registered scout and scouter. It became more consistent and wasn't as flexible as our economy can be. Scouting is really a non-for-profit organization. We do everything at almost cost. Our paid staff are dedicated professionals. And believe me, they are wonderful at what they do. The small amount of compensation for that time is highly warranted. And I often think of scouting as a ministry. Scouting has many programs, which we call outreach. There are youth that are in danger of not having an opportunity to do scouting. So many times the money that's donated to scouting actually goes to help support those programs. And as you know, we do so much for our scouts. We work so hard for their success so that they can learn to be the leaders of tomorrow. There are many awards recognizing all of the volunteer services that scouters give every day. It's important that we recognize major contributions to help support programs that help reach scouts that are not financially able to participate. Scouting needs that professional infrastructure to keep everything running. It would be very difficult to have scouting without some kind of full-time staff structure. And they too need to be compensated for that. I'm thankful for all that you do in scouting, and I'm thankful for my professional scout leaders. So many times they do jobs that I wouldn't want to do. And I'm thankful that they're there so that scouting continues to move forward. We do a lot. So we need to recognize those who do just a little bit more. I want to encourage everyone listening to think about all they do in scouting and how scouting helps build better American leaders. And I am so very grateful and proud that you're a part of it. Keep up that good hard work, and I will see you on the trail.